On page 22, it says Mesillas Yesharim Shir Tzadik, Tezayin on the bottom of the page. Just have a few minutes, we'll learn a little bit. The sugya of Ahavas Yisrael is what we're talking about. We're going to finish afterwards this compilation of Ramatel's Hagdamas to Chassidus with the discussion of the inyan of Torah vis-a-vis Derech Eretz, Talmud Torah in Chassidus. And then I wanted to do one more, which will take maybe one more shiur after that, is the inyan of Leitzonis Dikdusha in Chassidus, also a mimer from Ramatel. And then we're going to begin to learn Mitzvah say the inside one of the Sifri Chassidus to be announced. That's what they do in college, right? They say to be announced. So it'll be to be announced. Hashem, thinking about it. But we're talking about the inyan of Ahavas Yisrael in Chassidus. On the right side of page 22, Al-Kalponim Tzarech Ladas, in the middle of the page, the right-hand column, Al-Kalponim Tzarech Ladas, Shiyeh Sugya Shleima Hanirka, Hanirka Ahavas Yisrael. It's a Sugya, Ahavas Yisrael. V'Sugya Rechavu Mesachta Shleima. It's a big, big inyan, a big Mesachta. V'Tzadikim Nichnesu La'omka Shel Mesachta Zu. V'Omdu Aleha, Adshakol Ahavas Yisrael Kiblat Tzura Umahus Acheres. The whole inyan of Ahavas Yisrael took on a different tzura, a different mahus in Chassidus. Zehizbate bekama ifanim la'ein shir. Again, this is just hakdama. V'nitan dugma lezeh me'imra shenemra aydei echa b'na tzadikim. So he's going to give an example with a maimer of one of the tzadikim, which is unbelievable. You'll see in a minute. An unbelievable maisa. Mikadim tzarech ladas, mahu derech hisyachesu, shetzvichim lesyaches le'imrais chasidiyas. Shnemru pi atzadikim. First, we have to understand how to relate to chasidische vertlach that we hear in the name of tzadikim, like these little stories or these one-liners that we hear from tzadikim, which we've been talking about a little bit the past few weeks. In a rayv ha-hamayin am, kesheshaymim eze imra, most of the hamayin am, most people, that when they hear one of these sayings, one of these stories or teachings, misyachasim eleha kel peyush nechmad upizgam noah. Something which is very beautiful, very sweet. Nechmad and Noah. Avamisha munach ba'avodas Hashem. However, a person who is munach, who is mamish in the inyan of avodas Hashem, v'oisek binyanim na'alim yoiser, and is oisek in higher matters, hine hu mefarish zayis ba'ifan acher. He doesn't just smile and say, that's a nice word. That's something, you know, that he could use at a family simcha. V'etzloi ein zu stam imra ba'alma. It's not stam avertel. Ela shu shameya umeisem liboy ela nakuda ha'pnima shivadama. He listens, he thinks about it deeply, and he attaches his heart to the nakuda ha'pnimis of the vart. The nakuda ha'pnimis. V'umashu shamati miha'admo mi'amshnov. Agav, we spoke about this. Agav urcha, hine amshna v'achedesh avarka, hoyu machadora machsidesh enichu dageish gadol ma'od al inyin ahavis Yisrael. The davke in this avoid of ahavis Yisrael, the besamedrash avarka and the amshna, they specialize in this inyin of ahavis Yisrael. All the tzaddikim avarka and amshna, the whole chiyas, the whole existence was ahavis Yisrael. Hoyu meslavim b'zeh b'yoyseh. Big Hislavas in Ahavas Yisrael. Come on, all of the stories that we have from Vorka, from Vorkir, from Amishnav, almost all of the stories are in this Nakud of Ahavas Yisrael. And Rebitzel of Vorkir was, of course, Rebitzel of Vorkir was by Reb David Lalover. Asher Harava Kodesh Mivork in the Schanich Ben Arusa, it's like Harava Kodesh Reb David Milelov. Reb David Lalover practically adopted Reb Yitzchak Vorka when he was a boy. Practically adopted him. Reb Yitzchak Vorka grew up mamash in the home of Reb David Lalover. Visham Konev Yisad is a Mahalov Shavorka Bahavis Yisrael, and Reb David Lalover is the whole Indian Reb David Lalover is a Havis Yisrael. And that's the unique of Reb Yitzchak Vorka, Amshinov. Shederach Yisoid Godel V'Ikar B'Darkam B'Oifen Mufla B'Yoysu in this Indian of Ahavis Yisrael. Shesipa Al Rav HaKadosh, so the Amshinov Rebbe, the old Amshinov Rebbe, Reb Yitzchakel, who I was lucky to see a few times, from Borough Park, Reb Yitzchakel. Shesipa Al Rav HaKadosh Reb Yavram Moish M'Pshischa. So he said a maisa from Rabbi Avraham Moshe from Pshischa Bnei Shel HaRebbe Rebunim. After the Rebbe Rebunim was nifter, so Chassidus divided, and the smaller chelik of the Chassidus went to the tzaddik, to his son Rabbi Avraham Moshe, who was an ishpela. Bnei Shel HaRebbe Rebunim Shahi Tzaddik V'Kadosh Elin. He was an ishpela. Everything about him is very, very different. The stories that. The Torahs that we have from him are very, very unusual. This Rabbi Avraham Moshe, the Rabbi Abunim's son, he had a big thing with saying Tehillim. Because of the kaiches that he put into Tehillim, It was a tremendous avoider by him. And oftentimes, because of the chulsha, or at this particular time, I don't know, he had to lie in bed when he was saying tilim. He didn't have the kaiches to sit or to stand. Umirov dveikus v'slavus hoysa hamita zo umisnadnedes beis amiris tilim. And when he would say tilim lying down, The entire bed was zah, misnaded. It was shaking and moving when he was saying tilim. Ad says hiray harayfei sheolav lachdal mamiris tilim. To the point that I guess at some time this happened that the doctor warned that he has to stop. Ki umistaken bekach. He was endangering himself with this tilim. V'gam imay gazra olav. And his mother, I guess he didn't care so much what the doctor had to say, but then his mother told him, Shalayoyma Telem, to stop. Stop saying Telem. But Neshu Mazik Libiusa was damaging his health. He asked his mother, he asked his mother for Rishus, could he at least look in the Telem? He won't say Telem. Could he look at the Telem? That mother, the doctor, says, okay, mutluch, mutluch, mutluch. I mean, to look at the tilim, as long as you don't say them. So, apparently, this became a hanhaga that he had to do, to look at tilim without saying. So, pam bikroi harava kodesh mivorki. So, one time, Rabbi Yitzchak Vorka came, b'shosho yimistakel b'tilim, he came one of those times when Rabbi Avraham Moshe Pshischa was looking at the Tilim, wasn't saying, he was looking at Tilim. Ubikesh Arava Kodesh, Rabbi Avraham Moshe, me Arava Kodesh Mivorki, she yifarish le haposik betilim. So Rabbi Avraham Moshe asked Rabbi Yitzchak Vorka, what's the pshat in the posik in Tehillim? Vahofer ka'ascha iman. Vahofer ka'ascha iman means to remove your anger from us. We're asking, don't mach ze asking Hashem. Hafir, hafir means to exchange, to remove, substitute, to take away. Hafir yefirenu. So, hafir ka'ascha imanu, remove your anger from us. David HaMelech is asking Hashem not to be so angry with us. So Rabbi Avraham Moshe asked, why does it say V'hofer ka'ascha imanu? The Havala Lameimer, Hofer ka'ascha me'imanu. Take your anger away from us, from being stop being angry with us. Me'imanu. Not Hofer ka'ascha imanu. It's not, it doesn't seem to make sense. It should say me'imanu. Take your anger away from us. Stop being angry with us. That was Rabbi Avraham Moshe's question that he asked Rabbi Yitzchak Vorka. V'shosak harav HaKadosh mivorka, v'lo yonu lo mu'uma. And the Vorka didn't say anything. Ki rotzeh l'shmei ma yifarish al zeh. He wanted to hear what Rabbi Avraham Moshe was saying, would say about it. So nena Rabbi Avraham Moshe ubiya lo hakavana, al pi moshel l'melech. So Rabbi Avraham Moshe explained with the moshel of a king, moshel l'melech, Shahayla ben Yochid, Sha'ahav Oisai Ahavas Nefesh. And the king had an only son that he loved Ahavas Nefesh. He loved with all of his heart. And whenever the king was angry about something, was upset, was in a bad mood, Yodu Kol HaMisharsim, all of the servants, all of the ministers there knew, Shimroitzim Lahargia Es Amelach Mikaso, that if you want to calm the king down from his anger, if you want to get him out of that bad mood, because it's not good when a king is in a bad mood, if you want to get him out of the bad mood, mevim lefan is b'nai yichido, then you need to bring in the boy, his only son, to bring him into the room. Uchshiroyes haben yachid shaloi, and when the king would see his ben yachid, then hini machmas godla hava shiyesh lo yolov, because of the great love that he had for the child, shechachas chamasa, his anger would subside. So this is what Avraham Moshe is amar dekamaisa. I mean the vart. So kein mevakshim anachnu. This is what David Melch was saying. This is what we're asking in Tilum. What we're asking from Hashem. Kein mevakshim anachnu mi'Hashem esbach v'hofer ka'ascha imanu. Remove your anger, imanu, with us. Haynu she'imanu, shanachnu haben yachid shalcha. Rabbi Shem, aren't we your only child? Don't you love us more than any king could possibly love his only child? She'imanu shanachnu haben yachid shalcha, hafer zakas she'esh lecha. Any anger that you have, Rabbi Shalom, just take a look at us, Am Yisrael. Take a look at your child, your only son. Hofer ka'ascha imanu. Use us to take away your anger. Love us so much, like a father loves, a king loves a ben yachid, that whenever there's something, whenever there's a midas adin, whenever there's chalila ka'as, that imanu, that you'll take a look at us, and the love is so great that it will be made for the ka'as. It'll take away any anger from you.
Maybe it's like the story that you once told in the Ditchiver, the quote point, and the mother.
Yeah. That was a tremendous limus chus on Erev Yom Kippur. These are the tzaddikim that lived in the Indian of Ahavas Yisrael. Hanu she'i imonu shanachnu ha-ben yochid shalcha hafer zakah she'esh lecha v'nachnu niya ha-kli. We can be the kli. We can be the means by which that you can relieve the anger. You can feel kivyochel relief from the anger that you have, that kivyochel you're feeling. Hofer ka'ascha iman.
What David HaMelech is asking is that Hashem should look at us in such a way
that we are his children and he loves us so much, that we completely, by looking at us, by Midei Dabri Boy, but not even to speak, just to see us, to think kivyochel about us. It takes away the anger from Hashem. That was the pshat of Rabbi Avraham Moshe. So this is a beautiful vart. It's a magnificent vart. And in a person who wants to say drashas can get lots of mileage out of this vart. This could be, you know, this could be a vart for all varts. The oymek, when Rabbi Avraham Moshe was saying that, it was, again, like we were learning with the Maaseh from Baditcha, he wasn't saying like, boy, do I have a cute vart, you got to hear this. He didn't say the vart, I came up with something, you're not going to believe it. The whole histaklus of Rabbi Avraham Moshe, the whole world of Rabbi Avraham Moshe was in this vart. The whole metzias of the tzaddik is in this vart. Hofer ka'ascha iman. Iman. Vini imru kagoin zet tzarech l'shmoy es ha-heitev. This vart from Rabbi Avraham Moshe, one has to hear it very, very thoroughly. Daher. Not just to hear it. To daher. To hear it in a deep way. Kein zet stam imru ba'almu uperishno. It's not a stam pshatl, some pshatl. Ela kan munach tamsis ha'or shel ahavas Yisrael. In this vart is the tamsis, concentrated the or, the light of ahavas Yisrael shehisig atzadik hazeh, that this Rabbi Avraham Moshe's whole life was burning in this inyan of ahavas Yisrael. The whole tamsis of that fiery heart of Rabbi Avraham Moshe from Shizcha is in this vart of Hafek Ka'ascha Iman. Hafek Ka'ascha Iman. So you could think, boy, that was a great vart. I wish I could have thought of that when I said that Tosik. How come I didn't think of that? You ever see like that when someone says over a vart? And you wish you had thought of that. And then when you look at the pasuk, it says, yeah, I see that. But I don't know why I didn't think of it. It's so beautiful. How come I didn't think of it? Why didn't I think of that? So there's a good reason why Rabbi Avraham Moshe was masik such a vart, and that you and I, regular people, don't see such a thing in the pasuk. Who hisig imazum neshabar kol kach dehavis yisro. Everything he looked at. The whole mitzias of Rabbi Avraham Moshe from Peshitzchah was ahavis yisro. Everything he saw, that's what he saw. Wherever he looked, he saw that. It's not the same. A person looks at the pasuk and says, what's the pshat in the pasuk? Rabbi Avraham Moshe was beginning everything he saw, everything he looked at was Ahavas Yisrael. Was a Ben Yochid. It was the story of a Melech and a Ben Yochid. Everything was a Melech and a Ben Yochid by him. So when he saw the pasuk, that's the pshat in the pasuk. A Melech and a Ben Yochid. That's how he looked at it. That's how he looked at everything in such a way. One second. V'alkaitev zeh halchu kol ha-machshavas v'amayisim shel ha-tzadikim. And this nekuda, all of the thoughts and all of the actions of the tzadikim revolved. This was the tamsis of the Derech HaBalshan, the inyan of Ahavas Yisrael. V'yitzadikim shemamish mostu nafshim avur kol Yehudi. Tzadikim that were moysa nefesh, ruchnis and gashim. The Jews, you see, even tzaddikim, even we see bismaneinu. So the Kalev Rebbe, his whole life, he was mafkir for Jews. The Square Rebbe, I'm sure many of you have been to Square. The Square Rebbe, all the years that he's, his whole life, he's mafkir to give for Jews to talk. The Lubavitcher Rebbe Sussi, when he was standing there, and before he started giving out. I don't know what that was like, Tavshim Mem Beis or Gimel Adam, before he started to give out the dollars. The people that come in Yechidus at 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning. All that, listen. And other tzaddik. It's not just by Gdalei Chassidus. It's not just, but Bifrat, if you go over and you think about it, this isn't avoided by the Gdalei Chassidus. You know, the Rogat Shabbos Yard site is Yud Aleph Adar. He was very smart, you know that. The Masik has smart to talk. So just remember this from Amshnev. There's a Maisa from Amshnev and Rogachev. There was an Asifas Rabbanim in Warsaw. I think it was Tofresh Pei Beis. I don't know. There was an Asifas Rabbanim in Warsaw, where the Rogachev was at the time in Warsaw. And you know, everybody was afraid of the Rogachev. Even Reb Chaim Oizer, you know, Reb Chaim Oizer, that there were certain inyan that he disagreed with the Rogachev, but he said afterwards that he's not going to argue with it. So at that meeting, I don't remember all the pratim. At that meeting, the Rogachev was upset that he had a kepeda. The meeting were all, there were Chassidish rabbis and Chassidish rabbanim in Warsaw, so that's what it was, 99%. And the Rogachev had a kepeda. He said that the rebbes are spending too much time getting shirayim and with the other things and tayrimat tehela. Now you know the Rogachev was a chassidish yid. He's a kaposta lovav shachas. Wasn't a misnagid chalili. He's a chassidish yid, but he was different. And he felt that it was like the inyan of the tzaddikim, the rebbes. That there was like too much time going on with the other stuff, like all this stuff. With people, with brachas, and all of these things. And Tari Mateel, and he had a kepeda. So everybody was, it was a pach. No one's going to, Acha HaMelech, who's going to say something? So they say that Menachem Amshnev, he stood up. He said, no, he says, by me, it says in the Gemara like this, Amshnev said, it says in the Gemara that we learn that, you know, Tipshoi, Bevloi, Tipshoi, that they don't understand, they stand up before Sefer Torah, but they don't stand up before Talmud Chacham, right? Hani Bevloi, Tipshoi, they stand up before Talmud Chacham. The Gemara brings that the definition there of a Talmud Chacham, so the Gemara says that we see that the Chachamim, it says in Torah, Aborim Yakenu. When a guy is Chayv Malkus, it says to give 40 Malkus. Also Rabbanim, the Chacham came and took away one, that it's what? It means 39, right? That the 40, but it says in Torah, means 39. So the Amshnev asked, he says, I have a question on the Gemara, it's a simple question. He says, I don't know anything. You know, the Bogachev says, I don't know. But why didn't it say that Hani Bavlo Tev Shoi, and when the Gemara is saying, what's the Talmud Chacham, that they stand up for the Talmud Chacham? Why didn't it say the definition of a Talmud Chacham is a person that knows how to learn? No? The definition of Talmud Chacham is someone that's a lamdan, someone that knows how to learn. Instead, the Gemara defines that Talmud Chacham is what? That it says in the Torah, Arbon Yakenu, and the Chacham know how to do what? To say that the 40 is really 39. So the Amshnev says, we see from here that the definition, the Torah's definition of a tzaddik, of a Talmud Chacham, is someone who knows how to see to it that a Jew gets patched less, that a Jew is hurting less, that Jews suffer less. That's what he said. And the Rogachev didn't answer. The Rogachev didn't answer. And there may be more pratim, this is why I heard it, the Rogachev didn't answer that. You see that the Talmud Chacham is someone that when it says 40, he makes it into 39, that a Jew shouldn't get hurt more than he has to. That's the inyan of a tzaddik. That's the inyan of the Talmud Chacham. And that's what he said. It's an Amshnev of Maisa. They lived in that sugya. The whole metzias of that world. Vorkir, Pshischa, so the reason that the tzaddik saw that pshat in the pasuk is because that's what he lived in. For you tzaddikim shemamish mosu nafshem ken letzorcha v'gashmi letzorcha v'ruchni, not just for the ruchnis but for the gashmis of a Jew. Uba avoyde zu boru v'slavu Ad la'achas, they were on fire with this inyan. Kidua kamu uvdois v'sipurim b'zest, many stories of yitzadikim sheslavu b'inyan shelo yidach min anidach, the tzadikim that whatever they could do to bring a Jew back. V'limdu schus al erosh al galob yoyse, the stories where they said limud schus on the biggest rishayim. The worst Jews, the lowest people, they tried to be makar v'chadoyimer. What Rabbi Nachman spent the last part of his life, he was oisig with maskilim and all kinds of people that he was busy with. V'chadoyim l'kach ha'yu harbe drochim et tzadikim v'nin ahavis yisrael v'yesh mokim l'harach harbe b'zeh sh'ari ahavis yisrael y'parashu v'sug yishleim arucha v'yishma chochim v'yosef l'kach. The ends of the Maisif Nabal Shem that everybody knows. Bal Shem the Ropam is a tzaddik Shahil ben Yochid Noilul Isaac Nuso. Bal Shem saw there was a tzaddik that had a ben Yochid that was born to him in his old age. This tzaddik loved this ben Yochid very much. Mamish lehisir daiti menel lezoze yodim mitach yodo. He mamish couldn't. He was inseparable from this child. Only Bal Shem of Daluch, you should know. The Baal Shem Tov told this tzaddik, Shekashboch Oyev is a peshe Yisrael, Agadol B'Yoyser, that the Baal Shem Tov's love that he has for the biggest Russia peshe Yisrael, Agadol B'Yoyser, Vesa Yehudi Agaru B'Yoyser, the lowest Jew in the world, Har B'Yoyser, Lein Oroch, B'li Shum Dimyon, you can't even, incomparably more, Yimashat Oyev is a Ben Yochid, so then you love your Ben Yochid. Vesa Hoya, page 23, Madregas Baal Shem Tov, Bahavis Yisrael. And they said about the Baal Shem Tov himself, that the havdi that he had for the lowest Jew was higher than any Jew had for his Ben Yochid. We have stories like that. The Baal Shem Tov, when he was still disguised, before he was known in the world, and afterwards also, he couldn't be soivel, these magidim, these mechichim, that were going around giving musa, that were going around saying, sichos musa, to hack Jews and to knock and to put down and to yell at and to make them feel bad. Mechichmasam b'shevet p'yam v'omus kolach chesroinu shalem. They're always trying to point out the chesroinu, these mechichim, these magidim. Whatever's wrong with Jews, whatever's bad about Jews. V'yiroidev v'aysam ma'oy. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh was roidev of these mechichim. He didn't let them go. V'av shebevad etzichim loy memusa. Even though, of course, you have to say musa. But the Musa of these Magidim wasn't coming, the Baal Shem Tov saw. It wasn't coming Mahavis Yisrael, the Musa. If someone's giving Musa to Jews, you have to first have big Mahavis Yisrael. And his Berlin who ate in Yishabdach, see this, Shubonim, Yusuf, Kule al Pnimis Ater. Again, as the whole, we're learning through this whole country, this is all built upon Pnimis Ater. We don't see this in Nigla, such an Indian of Ahavas Yisrael. It's all from the Zohar Kodesh, from the Kisveri. V'chein royim k'seida b'Zohar Kodesh m'zbatei p'amharbe la'in shir al-chavivas ha-gedoyle sh'yesh l'kash baruch k'nes yisrael b'l'shanis muflogim r'flim b'yos. Whoever learned the page of the Zohar. Rabbi Shimon said about himself, anan b'chavivus etali. Rabbi Shimon said, my whole existence is chavivus, is Ahav. Ahav, Ahavas Yisrael. Rabbi Shimon, the whole, every page of the Zohar Kodesh is exploding with Ahav, Ahav. It's Nini from the Zohar Kodesh, from Pnimius. It's Hashem's heart. It's Hashem's inner world. It's the Chatzah HaMelech HaPnimi. And he's a Nivnev Nisasi Derech Chassidus, and all Chassidus and Derech HaBal Shem is built on that inner point of Pnimius HaTor, of the Baruch Shalom's heart. It says Sichas Musa. So, I should come from the right place.